Ready for today's good news, no sweat news?
Indeed we are.
You may feel a little pinch here. We'll see how this goes. Friday, got that bandana New Jersey Lottery 12-pack for you.
Yeah, people talking about it. They like the bandana.
I'm already getting emails from various people saying, hey, I don't like it, one of those bandanas.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's just chill out. Carl's just back from vacay.
Okay, whoa.
We're going to get to the mailbox. Don't you worry.
All right.
But first, dateline your government for story number one, or should I say your wallet. Always so connected, those two things. Well, this seems to be a theme today. The Treasury Department released a list of more than 650,000 businesses that got PPP loans.
Uh-oh, here we go.
They included companies that got more than $150,000. There are way too many politically collected, politically connected businesses to list.
Mm.
Payday lenders, private equity firms, public companies, major chains.
Why are they getting all this money?
Small business loans went to Kanye West.
I can believe that.
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather's worth...
What are we doing?
That man is worth so much money.
Essential?
No, and nor small.
There are some other very ironic recipients of our tax dollars, you know, because essential businesses need to be saved, which they did.
Yeah.
The Americans for Tax Reform Foundation got themselves a nice tidy loan, as did Citizens Against Government Waste.
Citizens Against Government Waste.
Both of those two organizations were strongly opposed to the CARES Act that distributed these funds. I came out with multiple tweets. They're all over the place saying, we shouldn't be using our tax dollars like this.
And they received money.
And they got loans.
Okay.
As did the Ayn Rand Institute.
What the heck is that?
Oh, Ayn Rand, that's the institute based on the writings of the Russian economic philosopher Ayn Rand.
Oh, God.
One of the biggest ideas out of that is the laissez-faire capitalist system that is, you know, free of all subsidies of from government. So the people who don't believe in government subsidies got themselves
some nice subsidies.
A pretty good government subsidy.
Well, that sounds, they made a mistake. I hope they give that money back, I hope.
I wouldn't hold any breath.
Oh, boy.
Dateline Michigan for story number two. Well, here comes the embarrassing contact tracing.
Oh, geez.
Contact tracing is when public health officials try to stem the spread of COVID-19 by getting in touch with people who were in contact with each other or have tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, more than a dozen coronavirus cases have been linked to a strip club in Romulus, Michigan.
And again, I'd like to apologize for going to Romulus, Michigan this past weekend.
Health officials have asked anyone who visited or worked at the Playhouse Club between June 17th and July 1st should get themselves a coronavirus test because 13 cases found in Wayne County, Michigan. Oh. 12 of them are either employees or patrons of the club.
Oh, jeez. You got timed out by the coronavirus. Your missus is going to know that you were at the playpen or whatever the hell it was called.
12 out of 13 cases tied to visiting the strip club.
Oh, doesn't sound like a very fun place to go right now. The playpen.
Playhouse.
Oh, the playhouse.
Dateline.
Pee-wee's Playhouse, baby.
I don't know where this is. Our third story takes you to the internet, where the owner of Tesla began selling short shorts.
Wait, Elon Musk owns Tesla, doesn't he?
Elon Musk.
That little maniac.
The man who is
crazy inventor.
Revamped our space exploration with reusable rockets. A man who literally has made one of the fastest cars 0 to 60 on our planet right now.
I know. Guy's a genius, man. He's like a little Da Vinci, this guy.
He released his sexy shorts.
I'm not sure about if Da Vinci ever released short shorts. I don't think the Pope commissioned Leonardo Da Vinci to release short shorts.
I mean, let me just show Dave a picture here. They're quite short shorts.
Okay.
They're extremely short shorts.
Can you concentrate on getting us to Mars?
And they're short shorts.
Leave the Freddie Mercury shorts to the side for now.
Wow, the red satin shorts with small Tesla logo on the front and sexy written in the Tesla font across the buttocks. sold out almost immediately.
Sold out?
At the $69.420 because Elon Musk is both a billionaire and a child.
Well, there's like 3 inches of fabric.
Right.
And you're talking about $69?
And 420 cents.
That's a lot.
I'm not even sure how that.
I know. Why would he do that?
Well,
so it's actually
69.
$73 or something. Why can't he be normal?
Well,
he named the baby something unpronounceable. It looks like, you know, a license plate.
Yep. That is today's good news, no sweat news.
Just get us to Mars, Elon.
I'll tell you what, if it's good news if your woman fits into him and gets a pair, because holy mackerel.
Oh,
that's the good news, no sweat news for today, Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Or no, we'll see you Friday for the good news, no sweat news quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.